This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Last year, from planet Earth, there were almost 180 rockets launched successfully into orbit, basically one every other day, and there were scores of other launches to suborbital altitudes. The spaceports, whence those rockets launch, aren't quite as gritty as the ones we might be familiar with from Star Wars, but as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports now from one of the country's busiest launch sites, they do play pretty big roles in their local economies.
Parts of rockets line the walls of a cavernous room at NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. College students tinker with wires and electrical components under the hood of a rocket that will carry temperature, acceleration, and radiation detectors to an altitude of 70 miles. Jonathan Chinana is a senior at Navajo Technical University, and his team's preparing for its second launch.
What we flew before, where like it only reached an altitude of like 3,000 feet, but this one's going like miles into space. And so, yeah, I'm most excited about that and the data that we're going to retrieve.
And once that data comes back, says Chinana,
we're going to put it on our computer. We'll analyze it with science. And so,
this particular launch was scrubbed because of bad weather and pushed back to August. It will, eventually, be one of several here this year, including resupply missions to the International Space Station. NASA's Jeff Reddish runs launches at the facility. He says even though they're busy now,
within the next 5 to 6 years, we've got an uptick in tempo here, about 200% increase in what we're doing.
Thanks to a mix of government and commercial business.
We're looking at some point in time in the decade being able to launch 50 to 60 rockets out of Wallops.
The flight facility is the country's oldest rocket range in continuous use. The military had its first launch from here in 1945 before NASA even existed. Now it's one of the major employers in the area.
This is F-10 building at Wallops Island. This is where we do all the manufacturing for the suborbital sailing rockets.
James Rule is one of about 2,000 people who work at the flight facility. He moved to the area from Pennsylvania in the 80s. Now he's the manufacturing supervisor of the on-site rocket factory.
Generally, in each payload, there's about 150 to 200 machine parts that go inside of it, and we make all those in here. I want you to see inside of this machine here.
While lots of people move here to work at Wallops, it's a big deal for locals, too.
It's huge. You can just see the influx of tourists just for the launches.
John Farrell is a journeyman CNC operator in the Wallops facility.
It's nice when you can graduate from here, go to college, and then work here and never really have to go anywhere else. So that part of it's really nice.
Farrell says working here is a better and better paid alternative for many who might otherwise work at a large poultry processing plant nearby or in the region's well-developed tourism industry. Wallops Island is right next to the island of Chincoteague. Yes, the same Chincoteague of the Misty Stories by Marguerite Henry. Now, the launches are drawing a whole new type of tourist.
I mean, we got one of the best viewing areas for the rockets. So we have a lot of customers that come just to see the rockets.
Donna Mason owns the Waterside Inn. She's watched Henry's books transform Chincoteague from a small fishing village into a popular tourist destination that draws tens of thousands of visitors in the summer. And now she sees it getting a boost from the space industry.
Especially in the winter. It has a positive impact in the off season for sure.
Mason was excited to hear even more launches are coming.
I think it's the wave of the future, and I think that it's smart of our political people to support it, because ever who controls space controls the world.
Now, you know what this spaceport could really use? A cantina. In Chincoteague, Virginia, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.